Oven, Amr Vidloy, Amr Rabbiachanan. Almond bin Mekarma Bakibel is Chayev. Alkarm bin Mekarma Bakibel is Potter. So if person X, we did this part, no? Okay, so he said if Reuben is throwing it, then Shimon stands still. So then the halacha is Reuben is chayav because we say the whole halacha was done by Reuven. If Akram and Mekarma Bakibel, if Shimon moves from his place and it landed on Shimon, so then Reuven is potter because Shimon did part of the halacha. Tanya na mihochi, yecher marmim, omen and Mekarma Bakibel chayav, Akram and Mekarma Bakibel is potter. Boy Rabbi Yochanan. Zorak chayfitz, v'neker humi mekarmai v'chazu v'kibloi. Reuven threw it up and threw it and then ran to where it's going to land and caught it. Mahu. So what's the halacha? So, Moshe Zemakimi Boyole. In other words, he did the kira and he did the hanocha. So why shouldn't he be chayiv? So, Omer Vada Brava, Shnei Kerchus Ba'adam Echad Kami Boyole. Do we say Shnei Kerchus Ba'adam Echad is Ka'adam Echad Domi Bechayiv? Dilma Kishnei Bede Adam Domi Upatu. Now Rashi learns, which is a difficult shot, Rashi learns that we look at it, since the Hanoch of the Chayfitz was not based on what on the Maisa Kira, because it's on the Maisa Kira, it would have landed on the ground, etc. Not in this Mokum where it ended up. So that we look at it like it's a new separate Maisa or a new separate Kayak which is taking place. And it's a chasorin that, like the Akira, was without a hanocha. That's what Rashi learns, which is difficult because, I mean, all the cases which you've had, person, there's a new kach which is necessary for a hanocha, but mehechet hecha that should be a. It's not a. Half koa or removal of the concept of the akira. The akira is akira, and now there's a ma'isa hanocha which has to be done by somebody. Happily, it's done by him. So Tosfos says, since it didn't get to the place where you, the Tosfos stresses that you have to stress the point. Rashi doesn't say this point. I'm sorry. Rashi doesn't say the point. It didn't get to where you wanted it to go. Rashi does say that. That since it ends up not mitzad the mokum, mitzad the kira and the zrika, it doesn't end up in the mokum where he caught it before it landed. So it's in the mitzad his maisa, it should have landed here, and now this new maisa is catching it and making it land here. So we look at it as if it's there's a chesaron in the hanocha, Tosfos says. That the hanocha was not the hanocha. It's like a new kerech in the hanoch. It wasn't hanoch, it's a kerech in the zurich. So it's a hafkor, and that the hanoch is not the hanoch of the zrika.
So if someone else just sort of jumped, like, you know, he's playing catch with somebody, and a third person just jumps in and intercepts it. I mean,
right.
Is that also the...
Well, that for sure is part of the Shnayim Shalosim. Right, the question here is the same guy doing both. But the lodge will be the same, right. The point...
The second guy was...
Right. So the chiddush over here is the same guy's doing both, but the logic, you're right, is the same because it's like somebody jumping in and doing it, and so it's not just shtayim she'osu, even though it's the same person, but the place where it landed, the landing wasn't really connected to the zrika because it's not the zrika was supposed to land here, and now it's landing somewhere else. So Moses take Tirashi. If the person stood still and it landed on the person, he's the zarek is chayiv. If the person moved, pater zarek the le'obed hanocha. He didn't do the hanocha. The person who moved and caught it did the hanocha. My sveika ika meisa time a yifter ha'obad akir banocha. So he ran and caught it himself. So why should he be potter? Samura says, Kishne b'nei Adam dami apater. Maybe he's like Shnei b'nei Adam. The Havilu Shnayim Shosua, we look, the same way two people do it, it's like two people, it's two people doing it. Kim Shaniach Achev, it's Lelak an Mokam Hiluchai. He didn't let it go, continue its trajectory. Lenuach, and then we have a Hanach. Lerotz Acharov, he ran after it. V'ikvai, and prevented it. Havilu Akira, Kamaisa b'loi Hanocha. So the first Akira doesn't have a Hanocha. Because so, Akira was supposed to have Hanocha in place X, and now it's in place Y. So that's the chesaron, and Rashi says in Akira, Rashi says that Akira Kamai is lacking a Hanocha. The chesaron, there's no Hanocha. The way Tosis is, I think, and then, you know what? I think Rabbi Rashi would fit with Tosis. Okay. Probably. It's not the Mises Rika. I don't think he's saying Mitzad Maisa Zerika, it was a Hanocha in a place other than wherever the Zerika was supposed to create. Mitzad Maisa Zerika.
Because now the Zerika is.
Mitzad Zerika was supposed to land in spot X, and now something which. There's a new Maisa which is coming, which is making it land somewhere else. Even what his intent was. But mitzad the zrika that he did, it shouldn't have landed where it landed.
But so I understand that. So there's three parts, right? There's the akira, there's the transfer, there's the hanafa. I understand that the transferring part was interrupted here.
Right.
But what's wrong with the akira?
I think I'm just looking at Rashi again. The Rashi is not saying it. Rashi is saying that the akira is fine, but it doesn't have a hanacha. Because the hanacha, which is now taking place, wasn't the hanacha which should be mitzad the akira and the transfer.
When the bala bayit.
So the problem is not in the akira. The problem is in the hanacha. Rashi. I mean, not Rashi stresses in the akira, but the point is there's no hanacha. This hanacha is not the hanacha which was supposed to be for this maisa until now, up to this point. Right.
There's nothing deficient there about the akira. We don't say that akira didn't have a hanocha. Right? It was perfectly good. Yeah. I mean, there definitely was an akira. There definitely was a hanocha.
Yeah, I don't think Rashi's saying there's. I don't think Rashi's saying there's a problem with the akira. Rashi's probably saying that it's a fine akira, but doesn't have the hanocha that it was supposed to have. Why is Rashi stressing the problem? I don't think Rashi is stressing the problem on the Akira. Rashi is saying there's no Hanacha. The Akira is a wonderful Akira, but it ended up without the Hanacha which was supposed to happen. Not that therefore there's a problem in the Akira. The problem is therefore there's no Hanacha. I agree. Why does Rashi stress the Akira? I don't know. But the problem is I think Rashi is saying there's no Hanacha. No, the case is the guy did both. But the more shadow is maybe he's still potter. He did both. He did a kira and aloha. Why should he be potter? But the maisa, maybe he's potter because there's something wrong with it. It ended up with that. I mean, Rashi would have been maisa. Rashi would have said there's a problem with the zrika. I know, but that's not the kira. The problem is the zrika was aborted in the middle. Somebody caught it. It's the maisa zrika was supposed to land here, and here it's landing here. That's not what was supposed to happen. So that's a problem with the zrika. Rashi should have said, okay. Okay. Person sticks his hand in somebody else's chotzer, gathers rainwater in his hand, and comes out. So the halacha is that he is chay. So he put his hand in there, and the Russian poured water in his hand. And he took it out. What's the difference between if somebody put something in his hand, the Russian put something in his hand? But the Maisa, he didn't do the Kira. Right. Iuloy over the Kira. Simur says, Loitema kibo ela kolat. It wasn't that he put his hand there and the Russian poured water, rainwater in his hand. That would be a case of kibo. Right? But rather, he was kolat. Rashi says, the case of kolat right now, we're assuming the case of kolat would be that he had one hand over here, another hand was slapping the water into, he was like sort of pushing the water into the hand. So he's doing, taking the water and putting it in his hand. And then he's taking it out. So he's doing like here. The Gemara says, what do you mean? That's very nice. So you're right. So he was the one who now took the water, put it in his own hand. But he took the water from a place which wasn't dalet al dalet. Took it from the air. Right? So how could he be chayev? The kir wasn't from a makam dalet al dalet. If the hand can function as a dalet al dalet, but where was it taking it from? Hand number one is pouring into hand number two. So hand number one is gathering water, slapping the water into his hand. But where's it slapping it from? It's slapping it from the water coming down. So
it's never resting in the hand that's slapping. So it's never, there's no akira because it was never in a
makam. Never in a makam before he took it. Right? The landing here is that's doesn't help me. Right? I have to. But he's taking it from. He's taking it from the air. So the water which he was getting wasn't the water which was in the air, it was on a wall. He was, that there was, you know, this water running down the wall, let's say, for, and he was now like a nice flow, and he was pushing that water into his hand. Okay? Moore says, but still, it's as it's running down the face of the wall, that's not considered at rest. So again, it doesn't have a makam. You're taking, even though the house is, the wall is dalet al dalet, but it's not from a place, it wasn't at rest. So it's not called an akira if it never was at rest. So my answer is, because the mashupa, the wall wasn't a straight up and down wall, the wall was at a slant. So the Gemara is considered that, at least at this step of the Gemara, the Gemara is suggesting that would be considered at rest. So Hakinami because of Meshuppah. We're talking about a coastal which is at a slant. Where did Rava say that? And the Gemara is actually going to say that's not a good comparison. But let's see, where did Rava say this idea that we're comparing it? Aharat not. He said it in the following Mishnah and Erevin. Hayakar b'sefer ali skufa. The person was sitting on the skufa. Skufa is normally a skufa is like a doorstep, but sometimes in a skufa we represent like a porch was in front of the house, which it was a karmelus. It wasn't directly connected to the house. It was a karmelus. So he was sitting on the skufa and he was reading a sefer. When he scalgol a sefer, a sefer, but remember, it means a scroll, right? And it rolled out. It started unrolling. So he's holding one end, and the sefer is rolling out of his hand. Rolling, the other end is rolling out. So he's allowed to roll it back to himself. He's allowed to gather back towards himself. So it's only going from. At worst, it went from a karmelus to rishus rabim. And since it's still attached to him, it never really landed in the rishus rabim. So it's only partially, you know, so there was never a full akira, and it's only caramels anyway, so they were matcha, you could take it back. However, if he was sitting on top of the roof, at the top of the roof was going to be Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and the next thing he knows, it starts slipping, it starts unrolling. So, actually, if it doesn't reach the height of 10 tefachim. In other words, it hasn't really reached the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim yet. It's rolling down the side of the house, and he's saying, "Oyvei," and he can pull it back. So Galo Etzle, Mishigel Yud Tefachim. Once it reaches the height of Yud Tefachim, it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what can he do? He can't pull it back to himself, but it's not covered to leave it sitting there to hold. So you know, so Hayfgal Ksav, he should turn it over that the Ksav shouldn't be facing out. Okay, so that's what Mishnah says. The Havinan Bo, and we have a question on it. Am I Hefech Alaksav? I understand why he has to be Hefech Alaksav. Holo Noch. So, but it never rested in the Mishnah Sarab. So, it's attached to the Mishnah Sayachid. It never rested in the Mishnah Sarab. So why, even if it stops in the Mishnah Sarab, it's still attached to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but it didn't, so it only be the Rabbanan. And it didn't even stop in the Rishus HaRabim. There's no Hanukkah in the Rishus HaRabim. So there's for sure it's your motor. The same way, the case of Carmel, you're telling me there's two Durabonans and it's motor. I'm sorry? It could, but it wasn't. It's hanging down in the air, it's not at rest. There's no Hanukkah in the Rishus HaRabim. It's as soon as it reached the height of Yud Tvachim, that's it. So
it's still unrolled. It hasn't stopped.
Well, that would be true. But even let's say that was the end of it. So it's hanging in the air, but it reached the height of Yud Tvachim. It means it didn't touch the ground, and already it's Osir. So it's the wall is 10 feet tall, and we'll call 10 Tvachim. We'll call 3 feet tall for argument's sake. So this is hanging down.
Okay.
8 feet. So it's sticking into it, they can't take it back because it's partially in the Yud Tvachim. That's very nice, but it's hanging in the air.
Okay.
That's what's the problem. So the Omer Rava, because of Meshuppa, that the wall was at a slant. So now it's lying on this wall. It hasn't hit the bottom of the Shusha Rabim, but it's lying on the wall. Now, and Tosis says, so is that considered a Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah in that wall? So we'll see later on, Tosis says, we'll see later on, there's an interesting Gemara later on. Rosh Hashanah includes the place where people walk. It also includes a place where people can use to adjust their burdens. That's considered part of Rosh Hashanah also. So if you have a Omud, which is 9 Tvachim tall, the Morse says later on, and people use it to be mechasifalot, mechasifalot means to adjust their packages. That's all part of the Hiluk Rishus HaRabim, consider Rishus HaRabim. So that's the case over here also. This is a great, right next to Rishus HaRabim, this is wall at a slant, a great place to put down your package for a second and straighten it. So it's considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, it's still attached to Rishus HaYachid, so it's not a final Hanukkah Rishus HaRabim, but it is at the state of rest. So Rabbi said that therefore that's considered, you can't, that's why it's considered a hanukkah and you can't take it back. So the same thing over here with the water. So you see the Kesem Shubba is considered at rest. And Rabbi says, that's very nice. Emer Damer Rabbi B'Sefer. David the Nayach. A Sefer can be at rest on a slanted wall. However, Mayim Mi'avid the Nayachi. Water will not be at rest on a slanted wall. It's still in motion. So for water, that such a wall is not considered a hanach. So what was the case that he's taking water out? The water never was in a state of rest. It never was an akira. There's no hanacha. There's no akira. Ela marava kigun shekolat me'al gabi guma. That the water, there was this, he sticks his hand and there's a little depression there with water filling up, and he takes up some of the water from the depression and takes it out. So Morris says, okay, pshita. So that's the case where it's at rest on the ground. Like, what's the chiddush? Morris says, ma'ala tema ma'im agabi ma'im lav hanochahu. He didn't take all the water, he took the water from it. What's the water rest, the top water resting on? The bottom water. Is water moves back and forth, is that considered a hanochah? So do we look at the place of rest of the top water, which he took off the top layer, is considered like it's at rest because it's sitting on the bottom water, which maybe that's not considered a makam anocha. Kamash Malon, therefore, Reb Oven, Amar Reb Yechanan, said that case is, that case is considered at rest, and therefore he's chayv.
Would that be different than this thought process of water,
Well, the more is going to discuss this idea. That's the next part of the more. The more is going to discuss this idea. What do you consider it?